Hey everyone, it's me. How are you? It's good to have you here listening or watching The May Lee Show. I know it's been a while since I've put out an episode, and I had told you that I was taking a little bit of a break, and it had to do with just mental health, feeling exhausted, feeling pretty depleted at the time. And, you know, just given, obviously, the last 2+ years of everything, and I know a lot of you understand that because we've all been going through it together. But what kind of kicked me in the ass a little bit and lit a fire under my butt recently was an article that came out just very recently. And it came out in Good Housekeeping. I didn't even know about it until somebody told me about it. And this article is called The 15 Best Podcasts from AAPI Creators to Add to Your List. And The May Lee Show is one of them, in fact, in the number one spot on this list of 15. So I was completely shocked, totally was not expecting this, and very flattered, obviously. Not sure why I was, you know, put on this list, but thank you so much to Good Housekeeping and the writer. And so it really is a great list, actually, because I learned about some other shows that I was unaware of, created by AAPI podcasters. Escape from Plan A is number 2. Add to Cart is number 3. Some others called Feeling Asian, Politically Asian Podcast, Being Pumo, you know, all sorts of great podcasts created by fellow Asian Americans on covering all sorts of topics, everything from parenting to politics to sex to mental health. So it's so great to see this. And thank you so much for the recognition. We're all doing the work. We're all doing what we can to elevate our voices and our representation and subjects that we care about that many people care about, right? Regardless of Asianness or not. Anyway, so that's why I decided, okay, maybe this is a hint that I should start doing some more episodes. But let me do a little riffing to start off with, and that is that it's been a difficult time for all of us, but I also think that there's been a lot of pressure for us to get back to normal and to get back to the way things were or be even better than before or be more productive than ever before because of lost time during the pandemic. And so I'm seeing people get out there, obviously socializing, working, you know, trying to produce and projecting these images. And of course, social media is the way in which a lot of us